Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. We're joined by Representative Joe Mitchell to talk about the upcoming legislative session. Going into your first session, what are your expectations?
I think it's going to be really good. We're going to get a lot of progress done. I'm hoping to work on some workforce issues, working on Future Ready Iowa, making sure that's funded. You know, when I went around the businesses around District 84 when I was running, and I went to kind of all the bigger employers in the area, and I asked them what their biggest issue was in its workforce, being able to find people and skilled people, qualified people to come and work for them. And so that's going to be a really big thing that the legislators are going to be focusing on, healthcare, the Medicaid stuff. That's going to be a huge thing, making sure that we can have appropriate oversight on those managed care operators and making sure they're giving timely payments to our county hospitals and our providers and things like that. It's going to be a big thing on our agenda. And then another thing is going to be children's mental health care, putting an appropriate system in to be able to help our children's mental health care system that isn't necessarily a thing right now. And so making sure that's funded, and then continuing to fund our regional mental health facilities.
What kind of work in preparation have you been doing in the last few weeks to prepare for this?
There's a ton of different groups and organizations and stuff that want to meet and talk to you about their issues. So I met with a ton of the superintendents in our southeastern Iowa area here a few weeks ago at one of their luncheons. It was really good to hear from them, what their concerns are. Meeting with the Mount Pleasant Chamber, Access Energy, so that's going to be good to see what their priorities are, what they want to work on. I met at a few different other places, but so just meeting with different groups around the area, and then we've also had two caucuses in Des Moines so far, and so that's been really good to learn about the budget and what maybe the agenda might be and the priorities are for this next upcoming session.
And then going into this, you've worked in politics a little bit before. Can you kind of dive into what experience you gained there and how that's going to benefit you to serve the people of your district?
Yeah, this is one of my main kind of selling points when I was running. And it was that, you know, I've been up there the last 4 years. I know how things work. You know, I've worked as a clerk. I've worked in the governor's office. I've worked in the lobby. So I feel like I have some connections up there. I have some, you know, I have a network build up to be able to maneuver around some of the noise to get some things done for people in House 684 and have some influence that maybe somebody who's never been up there wouldn't have. And I'm hoping to use that experience that I've built up there the last 4 years to be able to help people back here and, you know, just be able to do the best I can to be the representative for our district.
Yeah, lots of experience and lots of skills I'm sure you obtained in that time. What have you learned and kind of what skills have you obtained in those last 4 years?
You know, what I've learned is that relationships, being able to connect with people from either side of the aisle is the biggest thing. We shouldn't think of we're doing stuff up there as the left and the right. We should think as we're doing this for Iowans. You know, there's not a conservative Iowa and a liberal Iowa. There's a, you know, there's Iowa. There's, you know, we have the same values and we care about each other and we care about hard work and things of that nature. And just remembering that you're up there to serve everyone from your district, not just one portion of your base or whatever else. So I'm excited just to get up there and work with people from both sides of the aisle to get things done that is going to help everyone. So,
and then it seems like you spent a lot of time with people who have been doing this for a long time. What kind of advice have you gotten in the last couple of months to help you into this new stage in your career?
A lot of what I got is just make sure I'm listening. You know, my voice, they want to hear my voice too. You know, people who have been there, but, you know, a big thing about your first term is just to listen and to learn kind of what's going on, learn every detail about every issue before you speak on it, or you might want to make a statement on it because, you know, you never know the whole story until you hear both sides.
Before I let you go, is there anything you wanted to add?
You know, I just want to thank them again for the people who supported me in the campaign, people who voted for me and put me in the office. I'm very honored to be in the place I am right now, and I'm looking forward to get to work for them.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Representative Joe Mitchell to talk about the upcoming legislative session. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.